The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
They'll get it into Besbarger. Clear it out. Michelle will bring it into the front court with 10. Left-hand dribble brings it to the wing. Gives it off to Colling. Colling dribbles into the triple team. Back to Besbarger. Out to Teal. Drop step. Going to put a 19-footer on the way. And it is good. And that'll end the quarter.
Tonight, the postseason begins with the girls' C-110 sub-district semifinals from Lexington. Game 1 features number 1 Minden taking on conference foe Gothenburg, while Kearney Catholic battles Cozad in the nightcap. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the rebound brought down by Emily Malcolm. That is her fifth. Kissinger in the front court, dribbles off the left side. A 24-foot three-pointer is up and in. 15 for Kissinger. She's hit four threes.
Kearney Catholic and Minden are two of the top five teams in Class C1 and are on another collision course for Thursday night's final. Cozad and Gothenburg hope to wreck their plan with an upset tonight. It's the C110 semifinals coming up next, but first, the New Jack City pregame show will take you live to Lexington with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Both teams are sitting decent in the wild card. Minden's at the top, so they're in great shape. Kearney Catholic third coming into today's activities. And, of course, out of the Southwest Conference, Minden has seen Gothenburg this year, and the regular season game was just 10 days ago, and Minden really laid it on by a score of 75-18. Kearney Catholic will have their first matchup tonight with Cozad. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We've also got basketball later on tonight from three other venues. The St. Cecilia and Adams Central games will be heard on 1230 AM KHAS. From Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium, ESPN 1460 and 1550, we'll have the D110 starting at 6 o'clock with Axtell and Overton, followed by the 745 game of Elm Creek and Amherst. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, they're in Minden for a D1 action, they're at St. Cecilia for D1 action tonight. Blue Hill taking on Harvard and Red Cloud taking on Kennesaw. We'll take a break. Look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. Minden and Gothenburg. It's coming up next on Classic Hits and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it fun. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for the visiting Swedes of Gothenburg, number 10 is a 5'5" junior, Keely Letcher. The next starter is going to be number 22, 5'10" senior. That's Amanda Kovaleski. Number 24, 5'5" senior, Michaela Franzen. Number 25, 6'1" junior, Kim Whiting. And number 35, 6' junior, Maddie Vogel. So a little height here for the Gothenburg Swedes. The head coach is Chris Letcher, assisted by Jonathan Meyer and Wade Houchin. Gothenburg 5-15 so far on the season. Now for the Minden Whippets, number 5 is a 5'6" senior, Addie Woodward. Number 11, 5'7" senior, Josie Manson. Number 24, 6' sophomore, Taylor Kissinger. Number 40, 5'9" junior, Emily Malcolm. And number 45, a 5'10" junior, Rebecca Stewart. The head coach is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller and Greg Satorius. 21-1 on the season. They're ranked number 1 in the Omaha World Herald, 5th in the Lincoln Journal Star. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll be back with more after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
With our engineer, extra, good with you here. Classic 99 and RepRep.com. Have you with us? Don't forget, we also have this high school wrestling tournament going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we'll have all that action for you on our network of stations with updates all 3 days and semifinal round live at 5 o'clock on Friday night right here on Classic Hits. There are a few dotted boys games going on tonight around the area. A couple more on Thursday, the final full night on Friday. And in fact, the C&D sub-district pairings that came out today, and on the boys' side, kind of a reversal of a fortune from what we will see for the boys' teams, which will also be back here at Lexington. Gothenburg will be the number one boys' seed, and Minden will be the number four, and they'll play at 5 o'clock a week from tonight, while Kearney Catholic will be the number three seed, and the Cozad boys are the number two seed, and they'll play 1 week from tonight at 7 o'clock. So, yes, we do have an early start here with a 5 o'clock girls game, and the Kearney Catholic girls will be back in action here tonight against Cozad at 7. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll get it tipped off right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
We're ready to get our basketball game underway. Let's get the ball in the air. The postseason is going. There were some play-in games, but this sub-district only has four teams, so they don't have to worry about it, as Minden will win the opening tip. They'll move from right to left, and the Swedes are going to come out and play a box and one on Taylor Kissinger. Everybody has started to do that. It worked a little bit for Ainsworth in the conference tournament final. Kissinger has the ball, works off a couple of picks, brings it over to the left wing, and fires it to Josie Madsen. Skip pass to the right side to Woodard, being patient here. Stewart gets it inside, turnaround jumper on the way by Malcolm. It's no good, and Gothenburg will get the rebound. Franzen will try and push it up the floor against the double team, and she'll be able to do that, throwing it over the top to Letcher. Keeley, the daughter of head coach Chris Letcher, swings it over to the right side to Vogel. Vogel holds the ball above her head. Now Tiani Reeves, who is the Nebraska recruit for volleyball, not a basketball player, so you'll not be seeing her out here for the Swedes. On a back cut, Franzen gets open down the lane, but the layup is too strong, no good. And Kissinger will get the rebound here for Minden. Taylor will bring the ball up the floor against the double team of Kovaleski and Franzen. Bounce pass to the baseline. They're letting Malcolm alone, so she'll drive. The ball got knocked out of her hands. Offensive rebound, Stewart. She'll kick it out for a short jumper, Madsen. It's no good. And we've got a jump ball on the rebound. Kim Whiting coming out of there with the rebound for Gothenburg, and the arrow points the way of the Swedes. So Gothenburg got a couple of good looks here, and they have been able to stop Minden on their first two offensive possessions. Inbounds pass against the trap. They'll throw over the top to Letcher. Letcher will push it up with the right hand. Trying to knock it away is Woodward. She actually does hit it off the official, and it goes out of bounds. And it will stay with Gothenburg as they make it into the front court. Swedes to throw it in here with Michaela Franzen. Franzen swings it over to the right wing to Kovaleski. Kovaleski a couple of dribbles. Brings it to the right elbow. Picks up the dribble there against the Minden zone defense. Pass off on the right wing to Franzen. Franzen drives inside, has it knocked away from behind by Josie Madsen. Madsen knocks it out of there, and here comes the Minden Whippets. Minden moves the ball into the front court. Looking for our first points, Woodward to Stewart. Down to the baseline, Malcolm. Overload on the right side. They get Kissinger up top, off the screen. She'll back up to shoot the three and drain it. You just have to give credit to Taylor Kissinger and her sisters before her. Anytime they step that far back, you got to take your chances that they're going to not make it more than they do. And it's 3-0. Whippets on top. Full court pressure. Gothenburg trying to get it across before the 10-second count. They just do with France. And obviously that's what happened the last time. Minden would score. Minden would press. Minden would get the turnovers and get easy buckets. So far, not the case here. Get it into the post. Whiting to the baseline for Vogel. Her jumper from the 10-foot mark is no good. Rebound brought down by Addie Woodward. And up the floor comes Minden, pulling up. 10-foot jumper. Kissinger, short, no good. Rebound brought down by Amanda Kovaleski. But she has it stolen away. And Minden's going to get another chance from the corner. A three-pointer on the way by Kissinger is no good. Ball batted away. Stewart gets it up top, throws it underneath to Kissinger, and Taylor will lay it up and in. So second chance opportunity there for the Whippets, and it's 5-0 Minden. 5:05 to go here in quarter number one. Up the floor, Gothenburg doing a good job of handling the Minden press. Looking at a long three, but Franzen doesn't take it. As she starts to drive, we're going to get a hand check. As Minden bit on the ball fake there, and it's going to go on Josie Madsen. Allie Rouse will check in now, and checking out will be Woodward with 4:58 to go here in quarter number one. C-110 girls sub-district semifinals. Swedes ball underneath their own hoop. Franzen to throw it in. Gets it on the wing to Letcher. Letcher dribbles left hand into the paint. Forces one up. The running 8-footer. No good. And Allie Rouse will grab the rebound. finds Kissinger. Taylor brings it to the top of the circle on the crossover. She dribbles it off the knee of Kovaleski. Turnover Minden. Headed to the other end. Franzen. Left-hand contested layup. No good. Rebound Kissinger. Taylor pushes it up the floor. It's 4-on-2. Feeds it ahead to Stewart. Stewart reverse layup. It's a beauty, but it doesn't go. She did the right thing. Her momentum carried her deep. And the rebound brought down by Maddie Vogel. So it's still 5-0. Swedes looking for their first points of the basketball game. With a left-hand dribble, it's going to be Letcher. Over on the wing to Vogel. Swedes have had some looks, haven't been able to convert yet. Keep it out top here. Spread the floor a little bit. And Kovaleski will look over the defense. Kissinger comes out on her. Now it's a man-to-man defense by Minden. Kovaleski up top. Lob it underneath. They got a little backside help. Whiting, and Whiting can't grab it. It's going to be turned over. Second turnover for Gothenburg. Minden up the floor. Coach Cremosta trying to stay on his young ladies here so that they take this game serious. And Allie Rouse is uncovered. She'll hit a 12-footer on the right wing. And it's now 7-0 Minden with 3:44 to go here in quarter number one. Again, Swedes break the press, get into the front court to Kovaleski. Kovaleski on the right wing, guarded by Rouse, takes it back out top. Franzen reverses it over to Vogel, who's guarded by Stewart. Stewart gives her plenty of room. Now starts to inch out towards the top of the key on her to make her dribble the basketball. Vogel doesn't really go anywhere. And then a foul going to be called on Stewart. Not much of one, but she stepped forward as Vogel stepped back and bumped into her. So the first foul of the game on Stewart. And Jenna Denny checking into the ball game here for Minden. Denny, who has not had a chance to play a whole lot of basketball. This is just her seventh game after the injury to her labrum, and she has that big sleeve around her right shoulder that kept her out of volleyball for half the season and most of basketball. Gothenburg looking for their first points, kick it out for a three-pointer. Franzen off the iron, no good. Stewart will bring down the rebound. Her third. Kissinger pushes it up the floor, 4-on-4, weaves her way through the double team. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound knocked into the hands of Franzen, and here come the Swedes. 7-0 Minden, 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. The pass gets away, stolen by Rebecca Stewart, up to Rouse. Rouse checks to see if there's any defense behind her. She'll slow up, give it to Kissinger, transition, pull up, three, and it's good from 22. Second three-pointer for Taylor Kissinger, and it is 10-0 now. Whippets on top. Swede's defense is good. They just haven't been able to hit a shot yet. Across the timeline with it will be Franzen. At midcourt, she'll swing it all the way to the other side to Letcher. Letcher brings it across. And the Swedes now are a little bit slower on offense. A little matchup zone. They went back and forth, driving to baseline, looking for a shot, and it's knocked out of the hands there of Franzen. And it'll stay with Gothenburg, and they'll go to the bench. Here comes McKenna Peterson. And also Gracie Stenicky. Stenicky checks in for the Swedes. And Malcolm back in there for Minden. Gothenburg ball underneath their own hoop. Still looking to get on the board here. Dump it into the left-hand corner. Stenicky will hold it above her head. Behind the three-point arc, Stewart just stands and stares at her. Off the screen, they get it baseline. Letcher, she'll go by Stewart, try to bounce pass into the lane to Vogel, and it's taken away. Steal made by Kissinger. Taylor long outlet pass ahead of Denny. And out of bounds it goes. Minden up 10-0. And Coach Cremosa continues to urge his young ladies on. He doesn't really like the flow of the game right now. They haven't done anything special. They're just playing basketball. You know, they haven't forced a lot of turnovers, got a lot of layups in transition like they did the first time they played. And there's Stewart again going after the lob pass, and she'll knock it out of bounds. Checking out will be Emily Malcolm, and here comes Josie Manson into the game. It's still 10-0 Minden, eight of those coming from Taylor Kissinger, including a couple of threes. So Gothenburg will throw it in, get it to the high post. Rouse goes for the steal, knocks it away, but Peterson's there to pick it up, tries to throw it into the paint to Stenicky, and it's going to be deflected into the right-hand corner, but they'll pick it up. Now a nice cut for the layup, up and in by Peterson. McKenna Peterson gets him on the board on the nice assist from Kovaleski, and Gothenburg is on the board. It is 10-2, a minute 30 to go here. Skip pass left wing, try to get it to the right side to Denny. Dangerous pass, knocked away. We get a jump. It'll stay with Minden. Good defense there by Stenicky. She's just a freshman. I mean, 5'10", 5'11", 5'11", 6'1", 6'1". You do not see many girls teams that can bring five players in, and they haven't played them all yet. That's pretty good for the Swedes. Some boys' team that like to get a couple 6-1s on them. There's Caitlin Harm in, a 5'5 junior. Gothenburg with three seniors on their ball club. Minden, they've got a host of them. And they'll get the ball inbound to Denny. Denny's going to try an 18-footer from the right wing. Comes up short. Nobody grabbed the rebound. It goes out of bounds to Gothenburg. 1:18 to go first quarter. 10-2 Minden. Early start here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Lexington, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Across the timeline, Harm, long outlet pass, trying to get it underneath to Vogel, makes room off the glass, will not go, and then Kissinger gets the rebound, and over the back will be Stenicky. First foul of game on Gothenburg, third rebound for Taylor Kissinger. Kearney Catholic and Cozad will play next here on Classic Hits. That game is set for 7 o'clock. Into the front court, Rouse. They post up Stewart way deep on that right block, and the ball just slipped right out of her hands, went way over the bucket, and grabbing the loose basketball is Letcher. And as she tries to bring it up the floor, it's going to be deflected out of bounds. 53 seconds to go here, first quarter of the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you at Lexington, game 1 of 2. Swedes throw over the top. Vogel, bounce pass. Peterson brings it in. Stewart waits for her. Stewart blocks the shot. First block for Rebecca, picked up by Minden. Long outlet pass, Kissinger getting up the floor and deflecting it out of bounds will be Harm. So you're going to like the fight in the Swedes here, the big underdog. Giving it a good effort so far, but it's 10-2. And on the inbound, here's a three-pointer from Rouse in the corner. It's not going to go. Ball was grabbed by Stewart, then knocked out of her hands. It'll stay with Minden. Still 35 seconds to go here in quarter number one. The winner plays Thursday at 7 here on Classic Hits. Inbound, Rouse holds off a couple of screens in the corner. Three-pointer Kissinger, that's off the front of the rim, no good. Long rebound, run down by Jenna Denny. She'll take it into the paint, shot no good. Kissinger rebound, back up and in. So Taylor holds her ground and eventually gets the putback. 12-2, Minden by 10. 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Denny almost comes away with a steal. Bounce pass to Peterson. Rouse all over, slapping at the basketball, and eventually it is thrown away. Picked up there by Stewart. Stewart's got time to get it up the floor to Rouse. Her layup is going to roll off the rim, no good. Stewart got the rebound, but cannot get the shot before time expires. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here in the C-110 Girls Sub-District Semifinals. Minden 12, Gothenburg 2.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
With our producer engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Lexington. Big thanks to Athletic Director Alan Frank and the entire crew as Gothenburg to throw it in, has it stolen away, and then a hand check foul as both players go to the floor on the Addie Woodward steal. Not what Gothenburg had in mind, and you could hear Coach Cremosta during the quarter break right in front of us talking to his girls, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Up 12-2, that is the sixth Gothenburg turnover, two for Minden. And the inbounds pass, well, it's tipped, tried to get it short to Stewart, and we're going to get another jump ball. So Minden luckily will keep this one. Woodward came back out there and tied it up. 10 of the 12 points for Minden by Taylor Kissinger. Neither team's been to the free throw line. Three-point shooting, Gothenburg 0 of 1, 2 of 5 for Minden. Kissinger with both of them. They try to set her up again off the inbounds, and they're going to say that she stepped out of bounds. In the right corner, sometimes when you drop back off that screen, you run out of room, and that'll be turnover number three here against Minden. 7:50 to go here in quarter number two. Just underway with this second 8 minutes. And into the front court, long outlet pass into the front court. Vogel has it, pulls up from six, won't go. Offensive rebound thrown up there, and it won't go for Stenicky. Taylor Kissinger grabs her fifth rebound here for Minden. Into the front court, Stewart. Back to Kissinger. Top of the key three. It's good. Third three for Kissinger. Taylor hits 38% of her three-point shots here this year. The team, 32%. And as the inbounds pass is knocked away, we're going to have multiple substitutions here for the Swedes. A lot of the original starters come back in for Gothenburg. Caitlin Harm is in there, along with Kovaleski, Franzen, Whiting, and staying out there, Stenicki. Trouble for Gothenburg to get it in, so Stenicki comes to get it, turns, wheels, gets it to Whiting into the front court, then stops about 5 feet across the timeline. Reverse it over to Kovaleski. Kovaleski gets it to the high post. Whiting against the zone. Minden has switched it up. A little man, a little zone. Free throw line, calling for it down low, but not open is Stenicki, so she'll pop out to the left corner, then dribble around Stewart as they get into the pass. The short jumper rolls around, but no good. And Kissinger, who actually is the tallest player on the team, gets her sixth rebound. Stewart at the free throw line, tried to poke it away from behind, and eventually they do. First hand on it there by Harm, and Minden with back-to-back turnovers. 15-2, Minden leads it by 13. Trouble here for Gothenburg. They're trying to get a timeout called, but first a jump ball. As trapped at midcourt was Harm. Arrow points the way of the Swedes. Again, 6 o'clock action on the rest of our radio stations. The Breeze 94.5 FM will have the Blue Hill Harvard game, ESPN 1460 and 1550. It'll be Axtell taking on Overton. And on 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia will be in action tonight as they play Donovan Trumbull. Gothenburg ball. Needing to get some offense going here. Their defense, as we said, has been fine. Minden with only 15 points in the first 9.5 minutes. Minden seems to be picking up their aggressiveness here in the first 90 seconds of the second quarter. Stewart sets down for a breather. Inbounds pass, kicked right back to the corner to Franzen, and as Franzen tries to step through the double team, she'll be called for the travel. Minden has Kissinger, Rouse, along with Madsen, Woodward, and Malcolm on the floor. 15-2, Rouse dribbles into that zone, kicks it into the corner. Skip pass over to Woodward. Back across the zone to Rouse. She's open from 14. It's too strong that time. And the rebound will be grabbed by the Swedes and Franzen with her third. Outlet pass into the front court. Last touched by Gothenburg. Ooh, they're going to say that it's Minden basketball. It looked like it deflected at the last moment off Stenicki. So a break here for the Swedes. They'll take it out in the front court. Unguarded is Franzen. She'll throw it in to Kovaleski right back to Franzen. Minden matching up out of that timeout. Kovaleski dribbles to the top of the circle. Trying to get it inside. Now driving in and having her shot blocked. Kissinger blocks the shot. It falls to Peterson. She's open and she'll score. Excuse me, that's Stenicki. Stenicki with the layup. Taylor Kissinger blocked it and Stenicki just picked it up and was right underneath the hoop. Easy layup, 15-4. Minden by 11. Kicking into the right-hand corner. Working her way outside. They thought Kissinger was going to get the basketball thrown to her, and she cut just as the pass came. Minden turns it over. Rebecca Stewart will check in. And Josie Madsen will check out. 5.5 to go here, second quarter. It's 15-4, Minden by 11. Inbounds pass comes to Kovaleski. Couple of dribbles, Jenna Denny traps her up. We've got another jump. Arrow points the way of Minden, so Gothenburg turns it over for the eighth time. When Gothenburg gets in that trap, they have a bad habit of bringing the ball down around their waist where it's easily accessible by the defense. And the Minden trap has worked a little bit better here in the second quarter. A couple of screens to try and get Kissinger open. Draws the double team, swings it to Madsen, back to Denny, back to Woodward, to Malcolm. And the jumper on the way is no good by Addie Woodward. Offensive rebound pulled down by Stewart. She'll be fouled on the way back up, looking for her first point of the game. In fact, Rouse with a bucket. The other 13 belong to Taylor Kissinger, including three threes. And the foul is on Gracie Stenicki. That'll be her second. And Stewart's free throw is on the way. It rattles in and out. No good. On the season, Minden 66%, pretty respectable for girls basketball team. Stewart 77% from the line. Second free throw, that's good. So she gets her first point of the ball game, and it is 16-4. Minden with the lead, 5:04 to go here in the first half. Trouble in the backcourt here for the Swedes. Another jump ball. This time the arrow points the way of Gothenburg. So Minden wasn't having a lot of luck in the first quarter with their full court trapping defense. A lot better luck here in the second quarter. Inbounds pass lobbed over the top, but backwards to Franzen. Franzen through the double team. Might have got fouled. The ball's loose. Oh, two Minden players run into each other. And the ball will be picked up by the Swedes going in for the layup. No good harm. And then Minden grabbed the ball and fell down. That'll be a travel. Addie Woodward did a great job to get the basketball, but didn't work out. And Jenna Denny was the one that ran into Rebecca Stewart. And with that sore shoulder, she was a little slow getting up. But she's okay now. Inbounds pass. Going to be a fadeaway jumper from the baseline. Whiting, no good. Rebound, Kissinger, and she's off to the races. Numbers aren't there. Taylor steps back, gives it to Denny. Top of the circle, 16-footer is on the way. Stewart, it's good. Rebecca Stewart makes it 18-4. Minden, 4.5 to go here in quarter number two. Swedes with the basketball again. They played just 10 days ago, 75-18. This game not headed that direction yet. Ball above her head for Whiting. Whiting dribbles to the left elbow. From behind, the steal is made by Addie Woodward. Ninth Gothenburg turnover. Gives it off to Taylor Kissinger. Kissinger slowly brings it into the front court. Pulls up for another long three. That one won't go. Rebound comes out to Woodward, who dishes it over to Stewart. Her free throw line jumper is no good. And the rebound grabbed by the Swedes. Franzen, her fourth. Hustles it into the front court, but stops. Not a lot of transition for the Swedes here, which is understandable, but they have got the ball up the floor with numbers either even or in their favor, and they have never finished it. They always stop and try to get things set up inside. Vogel picks the basketball up. Her pass, Woodward tries to steal it away again. Knocks it off of a Gothenburg leg and out of bounds. And Gothenburg is going to call a timeout. This will be our first one of the ball game, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:37 to go in the second quarter. Minden 18, Gothenburg 4.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Don't forget, coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. For Gothenburg, obviously they don't score a ton of points. Vogel is their leading scorer at 13.5 points a ball game, 7 for Stenicki, but nothing so far as they get it down to Stewart. Minute off the timeout, working around Malcolm. Baseline jumper, up and in for Emily. First bucket of the ball game for Malcolm. She becomes the fourth Whippet to score, and it's now 20-4 in favor of the Whippets. Slowly but surely, continuing to pull away here. The story is not the Minden offense, because they're a little behind. Well, they're a lot behind their pace. They get it to the high post for Gothenburg. Just two buckets so far. Vogel works it into the corner. Stenicki starts to drive, looking for Vogel. They pack it in on her, and Stewart can handle her one-on-one to the free throw line. And the shot, Taylor Kissinger blocks of Kovaleski. Second block for Kissinger, and off to the races they come. Woodward trying to force it inside, and it's knocked out of her hands. And the seventh Minden turnover, also unseasonably or unusually high, and Gothenburg gives it right back, trying to run the floor. So 11 turnovers for Gothenburg, 7 for Minden. And when you look at what Minden has done this year in their 22 games, they average about 10 turnovers per ball game. And remember, as many big wins as they have, they're playing almost everybody. As Minden has the ball in the right-hand corner to Malcolm, out to Kissinger, 24 feet away, double team, dribbles around it, gets it into the hands of Woodward to Stewart, skip pass over to Rouse, open from 17, off the mark for Alley. Kissinger's right there, has the first one blocked, second time she's fouled. Kovaleski got the first block, but the second time a foul underneath. It's going to be on Keely Letcher, her first, and the team's fourth personal foul. And Taylor Kissinger's free throw is on the way, and it is in. 14 of the 21 belong to Kissinger. also a 77% free throw shooter. Erin Stewart, the top two on the team. Second free throw, also good. Makes it 22-4 in favor of Minden. And with some pressure, the ball almost stolen away. And then as Vogel was the first one to get to it, everybody hustling. Vogel got there, and a foul called on Minden. Allie Rouse with her first personal and only the third team foul of the half. 2:12 to go here before halftime, 22-4 Minden. C-110 girls sub-district, and the Swedes will throw it in. They get it to midcourt to Kovaleski. She wants to get rid of it. Back to Peterson, who's in. Over to Stanicky. Stanicky moves on Malcolm. Kissinger helps her out. Nice bounce pass into Vogel. Missed the little bunny, though. And the rebound brought down by Rouse. They can feel pressure even when it's not there, and that's what Minden can do to you. A lot of good teams are able to do that. Rouse to Malcolm, drives baseline, puts it up, no good, to Stewart on the rebound, kicks it out to Rouse. Her shot, no good, and the ball ends up in the hands of Kovaleski. Kovaleski will bring it into the front court. Amanda guarded there by Woodard. And Woodward doing a good job so far in the ball game. With that backcourt defense to the high post, Vogel gets it underneath, then a foul. Stanicky will go to the line. First free throws of the ball game coming up for Gothenburg. 40, Malcolm, and Malcolm first, with her first personal. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good for Stanicky. Back in Jenna Denny for Minden. And checking out will be Allie Rouse. Denny, Woodward, Stewart, Kissinger, and Malcolm on the floor for Minden. Second free throw now for Stanicky is on the way. Hits the front of the rim, sets on it, finally falls in. So 3 points now for Stanicky, 22-5. Minden with the lead. Cruising along here with 90 seconds to go in the half. Over to Jenna Denny. She's open from 15. Her shot no good. All maroon underneath. And the rebound grabbed by Maddie Vogel. Vogel looks for one of her guards, and when she gets it into the hands of Letcher, she walks. She turned, expected nobody to be there, and Jenna Denny was in the vicinity, and it just made her do the old double clutch, and she walked with the basketball. So Minden will throw it into the backcourt here, get it to Taylor Kissinger as they try to double-team her. A diamond and two. That's why you're seeing some open jumpers from other players, and they still get Kissinger open, and she hits a three from the right-hand corner. Taylor Kissinger with her fourth three. 18 of the team's 25 points. 55 seconds to go here in the first half. Swedes with a basketball. Across the timeline, Kovaleski. She's trapped. They're trying to get a timeout over here. They can't get it. Ball's stolen away. Kissinger will lay it up and in. Steal and bucket for Taylor Kissinger. And I don't know how three officials couldn't hear the coach. It's not that packed or loud in here. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Kovaleski trying to stay away from Woodward. Gets it right here on the sideline into the hands of Letcher. And eventually it's going to be knocked away. Out of bounds, Gothenburg with 23 seconds to go here before halftime and the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Stay with us for that. Gothenburg to throw it in here with McKenna Peterson. Waiting, and a timeout will be called. It didn't look like they were going to get the ball in. So a timeout called here by the Swedes. 23 seconds to go in the first half. And your score, 27-5, Minden.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
23 seconds remain here in the first half. Gothenburg going to try and get one more bucket here before halftime. They'll take it out in front of the Minden bench. Out of the timeout, the Swedes will throw it into Kovaleski, right back into the hands of Peterson. Right-hand corner, good pass underneath, and then it is lost after it was just off of a shin there for Minden, trying to get it to Peterson on the low block. She was wide open, too, but the bounce pass couldn't get around the initial defender. 15 seconds, ball underneath their own hoop, Gothenburg. Minden does not guard the inbound. Tried to get it into Stenicki. There's Denny, knocks it away. So we're just kind of moving around the border here in the front court as we inbound the ball. Started in front of the Minden bench, then underneath. Now we're on the far side. Up top, Vogel, good catch. Doesn't look to shoot. Kicks it back over here on the wing into the hands of Letcher. Up top with 6 seconds to go. Vogel tried to get it back to Letcher. Underneath, turn around Stenicki. No good. Vogel rebound. Back up at the horn. It's after the horn. It actually went in, and that's kind of the first half of play here. They finally, Gothenburg, make a bucket, but it's a half a second too late. And a complete defensive domination, although the shot selection that Gothenburg has had, they've had some looks. They're just not going in, and I think they're still a little gun-shy from what happened 10 days ago. So Minden well below their average, but the Swedes are as well. 27-5 is your score here. Halftime of the girls' C-110 sub-district semifinal. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Report right after this.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to Lexington High School. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. It is Minden 27, Gothenburg 5 here at halftime. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday evening. Glad to have you along with us. We're the early game tonight in the state with a 5 o'clock go time. Just about everywhere else going at 6 o'clock this evening, and we've got plenty of those for you as far as games on our network of stations. Let's take a look at what is going on tonight in the area and where you might be able to hear some of those contests. We will start here in C1 over at Grand Island Northwest. Central City is going to tip it off with Wood River at 5:45, and then at 7:30, it's Adams Central and St. Paul. That'll air on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. In the C-111, that's going on up at Atkinson, West Holt, Ainsworth, and Broken Bow get underway at 5:30, followed by Valentine and Ord. In Class C-2 for the girls tonight, we will take you over to Fairbury High School, where Sutton and Tri-County tip off at 5:30, followed by Southern and Fillmore Central. Then the rest of the sub-districts a little closer to home. The C-29 is at C.L. Jones in Minden, where Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull will tip it off at 6 o'clock on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Sandy Creek then plays Superior. Up at Ord tonight, it's Centura and Arcadia Loop City at 6. Ravenna will play Burwell at 7:45. Moving on to D-1 girls sub-district action for tonight. The D-1-4 is over at Cross County. Fullerton and High Plains are the opening game, followed by Nebraska Lutheran taking on Humphrey St. Francis. Also in Class D-1, it is at Burwell, South Loop playing Twin Loop at 6, followed by Ansley Litchfield against Central Valley. The D-1-9 at Hastings St. Cecilia is on the breeze, 94.5. 6 o'clock, it's Blue Hill against Harvard, followed by Red Cloud taking on Kennesaw. The D-1-10 at Kearney Catholic is on ESPN 1460 and 1550, tipping off at 6, Axtell and Overton, and at 7:45, Elm Creek and Amherst. Again, you can hear our radio games online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Gothenburg.com. Just down the road at Gothenburg, they will get going here at the bottom of the hour. Brady and Medicine Valley have just gotten underway, and then Arapahoe will take on Maxwell. And finally, some of the girls' sub-district action tonight in Class D2. The District 2 meet, sub-district 2 tournament, is at Sandy Creek, where Hampton and Lawrence Nelson will be playing. And then that is at 6, followed by Exeter Milligan and Meridian. Elsewhere, we move to the D26 at Wood River, and it is Giltner and Heartland Lutheran playing at 6, followed by Silver Lake and Wilcox Hildreth. The D27 at Broken Bow, Sandhill Stedford and Anselmo Myrna tip at 6, followed by Pleasanton and SEM. The D28 at Holdridge, Bertrand and Alma at 6, followed by Loomis and Eustace Farnham. And that is what's going on in the area in D2 girls basketball. Subdistricts are out as well for C and D boys basketball, which will be played next Tuesday and Thursday. And the same matchups here in Lexington at the same times. It's just reversing. The Minden boys will be the 4 seed, and Gothenburg will be number 1. That's at 5. And then Kearney Catholic and Cozad will be playing at 7. We will also be covering some of the other area action. The Kearney girls will be hosting the A7 district, and if they win against Lincoln North Star next Tuesday, then they would also be at home the next contest against the winner of the Grand Island Fremont game. And the boys will have their district pairings coming out later this week. Again, here it's Minden 27, Gothenburg 5. It's halftime. We'll look at the numbers in a moment.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. We'll start with Gothenburg. Keely Letcher has 1 rebound. McKenna Peterson, 2 points. Amanda Kovaleski has 2 rebounds and a block. Michaela Franzen, 4 rebounds. Kim Whiting, a rebound. Maddie Vogel has been shut out here in the first half, has 3 rebounds. And Gracie Stenicki, 3 points, 1 rebound. Just the 5 points here at halftime, 12 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 13 turnovers for Gothenburg. Stenicki does have 2 personal fouls. For Minden, Addie Woodward has 3 rebounds. Josie Manson has a block. Allie Rouse, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jenna Denny has a rebound. Emily Malcolm, 2 points. Rebecca Stewart, 3 points, 7 rebounds, and a block. And Taylor Kissinger, she's hit 4 threes. She has 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks here in the first half. But outside of Taylor, there's a lot of girls that haven't been able to get a whole lot going on the offensive side. 27 points here at halftime, 21 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 4 of 8 from 3-point land, all made by Kissinger. 4 block shots, 7 turnovers, no one with multiple fouls for Minden. The 21-1 Whippets lead 5-15 Gothenburg, 27-5 here at halftime. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is coming up next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans.
And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smelled the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it fun. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
And welcome back. We are ready to get to the second half of basketball here at Lexington. And Coach Rick Cremosta, again, they're right in front of us here. His message to his team, kind of like it was in the first half, let's get out and get going and get fast. Get that trap set defensively, and we need some help for Taylor out there. We can't just stand around and watch her with a basketball. So Minden will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, but what's the first play? A three in the corner from Kissinger that's off the heel, no good. Stewart got the rebound. She's double-teamed, got it back to Taylor. She's fouled on the shot, which rolls off the front of the rim. And two free throws coming up for Taylor Kissinger. Time for our Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on your smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. The first free throw was no good. The second one is good by Kissinger, and she has 21 of the team's 28 points. And it's not really about Gothenburg getting back into this ball game. Nobody in the gym expects that to happen. It is about what Coach Cremosta said as breaking the press, the long outlet pass into the front court gets away from the Swedes. Now, for Gothenburg, they don't want to come out in the second half and turn the ball over a ton of times like they did in the first meeting. But for Minden, Coach Cremosta is right. If this team wants to accomplish that ultimate goal, they have got to be a little bit more cohesive around Taylor Kissinger. As the jumper in the right corner is on the way, and it is up, and it is good by Emily Malcolm. And give credit here. Throughout this year, I've liked that Coach Cremosta has made his girls work. Taylor Kissinger just stood at midcourt. If they're going to run the diamond in two, that gives them a four-on-three. And by the time Gothenburg realized what was going on, Malcolm was wide open, and she knocked down her second bucket. So Gothenburg has to be a little bit wary of what Kissinger is doing, because if she's 28 feet away, she'll shoot it. So about three steps from where she was, she's in the danger zone again, as Gothenburg, off the foul of Addie Woodward, has to throw it in, and they turn the basketball over. Rebecca Stewart came out there and got it. Swing it over to Malcolm into the right-hand corner. They'll get it to Madsen. Skip pass back over to the left wing. And again, Gothenburg playing diamond and two, so Minden has somebody open. Just move the ball. Free throw line jumper rattles around. Rebecca Stewart with her second bucket of the ball game. She's got five, and it is 32-5, Minden. Gothenburg with the basketball into Maddie Vogel. Vogel gets it into the hands of Franz. A long outlet pass gets it to Kovaleski, but Kovaleski throws it to Whiting, who was covered, and they end up turning it over again. Nobody was on Kovaleski. She was just kind of going with that press break in her mind, and Kissinger will drive all the way down and draw the foul as Gothenburg never got set. So Taylor to the line. She'll shoot two more. She's 3 out of 4. And the foul on Kovaleski will be her first. And the second foul here of the half on Gothenburg. And the first free throw for Kissinger is on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Back into the ball game for Gothenburg will be Gracie Stenicky. She is the only freshman on the roster here for Gothenburg. Second free throw now coming up for Kissinger. It's on the way, and it is good. So Taylor gets one of two, and it makes it 33-5. Minden's going to continue to put the press on. See if they can get a few turnovers and layups. They have not got many in this game. Swedes will get it across the timeline with Letcher. She's double-teamed. Now she's tied up by the taller Kissinger. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Gothenburg. So they'll stay, but Gothenburg has not got near the looks here in the first couple of minutes as they did in the first half. So the Swedes will throw it in. Franzen on the far wing, drops it down at the corner. Stedeke starts to make a move, but Malcolm cuts off the baseline. Gracie keeps the dribble, swings it out to Franzen. Gothenburg, not a three-point shooting team. They've only attempted one, and it's tough to force it in because the Whippets packing it in. There's a bounce pass stolen away. Another steal, and Emily Malcolm comes up with that one. Up the floor comes Minden. Backside, driving in Woodward. Puts up the runner, no good. And we have got a foul call on Minden, it looks like, coming in late to the party.
Foul's number 40, Emily Malcolm, for second personal.
Emily Malcolm is going to be called for her second foul as they get set for Gothenburg to throw it in. 33-5, Gothenburg breaks the press, 3-on-3. Kovaleski stops at the high post, though. It's like they have been hypnotized. When they get to the top of the key, they stop every single time. I'm not sure Gothenburg would take an uncontested layup to the rim. That's kind of the mentality that they have here as Vogel drives in, and there's a nice shot off the left block. Up and in, their leading scorer, Maddie, gets the bucket. And that's not, I'm not criticizing the talent the Swedes have. I'm just saying that's what they've been trained to do to break this press from 10 days ago, get to that point and look to kick it out, and sometimes there's nobody there. As the ball gets away from Minden and out of bounds, as Allie Rouse will come in and Manson will check out. So the Swedes do a good job of getting the press broke for the most part, but then they definitely look to set it up in the half court. They don't want to get in a running game with Minden. But at this point, you are just practicing for next year, 33-7. Gothenburg's last game of the season, as they have not been able to get any offense going. And right now they're on the not even on the same pace as the first game when they scored just 18 points. Swedes of the basketball over to Kovaleski. Against the zone defense of Minden, Vogel high post back to Kovaleski. Again, everything has to be inside. They're not looking to take any outside shots, and Allie Rouse knocks it out of the hands there of Peterson. Fast break the other way. Kissinger lost the handle on the way up, and the ball will be grabbed by Kovaleski, her third rebound. Swedes quickly into the front court, get it to Letcher. Letcher lobs it down low. Vogel on the left block, works her way in, hits another jumper. So Maddie Vogel with a couple of buckets here in the third quarter for Gothenburg. 33-9, Minden. Into the front court, Madsen. And again, Kissinger just gets out of the way. Right-hand corner, the jumper is up. No good by Malcolm. Allie Rouse, offensive rebound, back up and in. Second bucket for Rouse. And it's 35-9. And again, the ball is turned over by Gothenburg. They got it to midcourt, but then the final outlet pass was too long. Kissinger comes up with it. Against the double team, throws to the free throw line. Malcolm's opener, jumper no good. Rouse comes in, gets another free throw, kicks it to Malcolm, who dices her way down the paint, puts it up and in. Back-to-back buckets by Malcolm, and now Minden's got a little something clicking here, 37-9, as the Swedes will throw it in to Kovaleski. Kovaleski tracks it down at midcourt, finds the cutter right down the middle in Peterson. Peterson down to the baseline. Stenicki is cut off by Malcolm, doesn't want the shot. Up top to Kovaleski. Stands at the top of the key. Again, Minden keeps poking at the basketball. Rouse knocked it away but couldn't get it cleanly. Tried to get it down to Stenicki, and knocking it out of bounds will be Kissinger. Jenna Denny back in for Minden. 3:26 to go, third quarter, 37-9. Minden with the lead. Again, game two will start at 7 o'clock tonight. It will not start early. It is a 7 o'clock tip for Kearney Catholic Cozad. And Gothenburg to throw it in. Lob it up top to Kovaleski. Now a three-pointer on the way, but it's too strong by Peterson. She's the only player to shoot one so far. Offensive rebound. Letcher ended up with it. Back over to Peterson. 15-footer this time is no good. Rebound again run down by Gothenburg. Vogel has it in the paint. Right straight away. Hit the front of the rim from 8. And then a tie-up. Rebecca Stewart will have the basketball with 3:05 to go. The arrow pointing the way of Minden. So Gothenburg got some offensive boards that time, but couldn't do anything with him. And the ball comes back over to Minden. Kissinger into the front court with it. Taylor swings it over to Jenna Denny around the perimeter. They'll get it to Malcolm. Looking for Stewart. Stewart calling for the ball. And eventually they throw it away. Turnover number 9 for Minden. With 2:51 to go here in quarter number three on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gothenburg, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Good press break. The layoff to Stanicky. Stanicky's rolls off the rim. No good. And the rebound brought down by Taylor Kissinger, her ninth. To Allie Rouse, quickly into the front court. Stewart. Stewart sees an opening, drives baseline, puts it off the glass, and good. 7 points now for Rebecca Stewart. And it's 39-9. Inbounds pass. Taylor Kissinger stole it away. Takes it right at the hoop. She'll draw the foul. Shot. No, it's too strong. And Taylor will go to the line for the fourth time, third time here in this quarter. That was turnover number 20 on Gothenburg. So Kissinger is 4 of 6 for the line tonight. She'll put the free throw up, and it is good. Checking into the ball game for Gothenburg, Caitlin Harm and Michaela Franzen. Checking out will be Letcher and Kovaleski. Second free throw now coming up for Taylor Kissinger. On the way, and it is good. 41-9. Minden leads it with 2:22 to go here in the third quarter of play. As the ball is thrown into the front court, Franzen, fast break. They find Stanicky, beats everybody back. The layup is good. So great job by Gracie. Her fifth point of the basketball game, and Gothenburg finally hits double digits here with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. 41-11. Pass over to Rouse in the left-hand corner. 16-footer alley up and good. Rouse with her third bucket of the ball game. 43-11. Keeping the pressure on. Ball comes into the front court. Gothenburg breaks the press. Vogel takes it down. Stanicky goes in for the layup, and it's blocked and taken away by Rebecca Stewart to Kissinger. Kissinger guarded there by Harm. Gives it to Rouse. Skip pass right side. Here's Denny. She'll put up a 16-footer. No good. Rouse tried to grab the rebound but ran out of real estate. It'll go to Gothenburg. And Coach Cremosta wants to sub in here. Kissinger has yet to come out of the basketball game. She leads the team with 24 points, but only 4 free throws here in this quarter. They have really tried to concentrate on getting everybody else involved against this Diamond and Two. They just kind of have Kissinger sit off to the side. Quite the respect when you've got two players defending you and going 4-on-3 the rest of the way. Harm needs some help in the backcourt. Her pass is swatted out of bounds. And so the Swedes will throw it in again. 1:23 to go here in quarter three. Baseball pass across the court. They'll get it to Vogel. Vogel hits the trailer in Franzen. Michaela tries to get it right wing. Rouse will deflect it out of bounds. Intended for Peterson. Swedes will throw it in. 1:15 to go third quarter. Minden's going to go to 22-1. Play in the sub-district final Thursday at 7. Inbounds pass. Stolen away by Rouse, and the official says it's actually going to be just a jump ball, so Gothenburg will keep the possession. Rouse ended up on the floor. Minden fans thought there probably should have been a foul. Gothenburg stacks everybody up at the free throw line, looks for the late cutter. Underneath, Stewart blocks the shot of Vogel, but it falls right into the hands of Stedeke, and Gracie now has 7 of her team's 13 points. That's the third block of the game for Stewart. 43-13, Minden. 1 minute to go here in quarter number three. Rouse trying to pick her up to Stewart. Stewart leader in lane. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Maddie Vogel with her fourth rebound. And here come the Swedes. Outlet front court. Peterson on the right wing. Picked up there by Rouse. Out top to the trailer in Franzen. Franzen sees a little seam. Dribbles in. From 10 feet away, she'll lob it underneath to Stanicky, and she'll lay it up and in. 6 in the quarter, and now finally Gothenburg has a little something going here over the last 2 minutes. 43-15, Minden, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Kissinger swings it to the right elbow, and they'll get it inside to Stewart. Wrap around, one too many passes, it's stolen away. Gothenburg comes out of there with a loose basketball. Outlet pass Stanicky, pulls up from 6 on the left wing, too strong. Rebound to Rebecca Stewart. Still 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Kissinger will push it up the floor. 3-on-2. Taylor fouled. That's not actually a bad foul either. You can hear the Gothenburg bench saying that's all right because Peterson with her first foul. It's only the fourth foul. The second foul, excuse me. Fourth team foul. And it stops what would have been a transition layup. Now Minden will have to throw it in underneath their own hoop with 8 seconds to go. Rouse looking for Kissinger the whole way. She grabs it, although it's contested, throws it out to Stewart, swings it over to Rouse. She'll get an open look at a three. won't go. Stewart's tip at the buzzer won't go. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. It's Minden 43, Gothenburg 15 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
With our producer-engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Minden. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Minden will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, 43-15 over Gothenburg. Outscored him 16-10 in the third. They'll quickly get it down to Stewart on the block. Swings it out to Woodward. Didn't want the open jumper. Minden has only had four players score. Now Woodward will try and be number five. Free throw line jumper no good. Stewart, another rebound, her 12th. Kicks it to Malcolm. Back out Woodward. Nobody guards her, so she drives in, and the six-footer rattles in and out. Rebound grab by Allie Rouse. And they'll get another chance again, staying in that diamond and two. Malcolm's jumper is up and in, 45-15. So again here in the second half, Taylor Kissinger is just out there to be a body. Now you say, well, why don't they bench her? Well, if they do, then Gothenburg would get out of that triangle and two. As Kissinger goes for the steal, got the steal, and then the Swedes grab her once she made the steal. That's going to go on Kim Whiting, her first, team's fifth. 21 turnovers for Gothenburg, 10 for Minden. Kissinger has 24 points, Stewart 7, Malcolm now has 8, and Rouse 6 for Minden. And 9 of the 15 points for Gothenburg, Gracie Stenicky. Here is Kissinger, around 2, down the paint, puts it up and in. Taylor with her first field goal of the second half now has 26, 47-15. Minden doing their part for a rematch with Kearney Catholic in what was an epic at Kearney High last year. They had to shut the gym. It was jam-packed. Don't know that the same buzz is here this year, but it should be. Both pretty darn good basketball teams. And on the free throw line for Gothenburg will be Kim Whiting. She was fouled on the shot by Allie Rouse. Rouse's second. One of two so far tonight for Gothenburg from the free throw line. Minden's 7 of 10. And the free throw by Whiting is on the way, and it is no good. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Whiting gets one of two. That's her first point of the basketball game, 47-16 Minden. And checking back in will be Josie Manson for Minden. Manson, Woodward, Kissinger, Rouse, and Stewart, the five on the floor. As Kissinger brings it into the front court, gets the screen from Rouse. Bounce pass up high. On the left elbow, Stewart. Off another pick, a long three. Taylor Kissinger fires it. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Whiting. Whiting gets the screen. Outlet pass to Kovaleski. And Amanda will slow it up. Give it back over to Letcher. Skip pass to Kovaleski. Looking inside. Nothing there. And then back out front. The ball stolen away by Addie Woodward. Turnover number 22. Up ahead, Rouse takes it in. Contested layup. No good. Rebound brought down by Michaela Franzen. And then punched out of bounds. And a timeout will be called here by Gothenburg. 6:05 remaining in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, with 6:05 to go. Minden 47 and Gothenburg 16.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know. Especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to high school basketball as Gothenburg, out of the timeout, will score immediately. Kim Whiting with her first bucket in the paint makes it 47-18. Triangle and two. It's diamond and one, triangle and two. As the shot is on the way, as I've been corrected, and as I should have been, misspoke early, as Allie Rouse hits a jumper to give her her eighth point, 49-18. But the triangle and two has been the defense that Gothenburg has used most of the night. And here a steal is made. Josie Madsen gets it deep in the front court. Over to Kissinger. Kissinger rings it across the timeline. Over to Woodward. Up top, here's Madsen for a three. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Fight for the loose ball. And we're going to get a foul called. Looks like on Minden. And it's Josie Madsen following her shot. She gets her second personal foul. That's the fourth foul of the half. 5:15 to go in the game, 49-18. Checking out will be Rouse, and checking back in will be Jenny Denny. Gothenburg basketball, Michaela Franzen will trot the ball up the floor between the circles as they try to trap her up top, Minden zone. Denny and Madsen now down to the baseline. They get it to Vogel. Her shot going to be blocked out of bounds by Taylor Kissinger. Minden glides so well defensively. Don't forget Thursday's final. We'll also be here on Classic Hits at 7. Our next game, Kearney Catholic Cozad. Inbounds pass. They get it out top to Kobolewski. Kobolewski doesn't want the shot. Goes baseline of the jumper up and in by Whiting. So all of a sudden, Whiting has woke up here in the fourth quarter with all 5 points, 49-20. Again, 10 days ago, it was 75-18. So Gothenburg showing how far they've come as Denny in the corner will try a three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Kim Whiting. Her third. Minden is 0-5 beyond the arc here in the second half. Only a couple of those from Kissinger. In the paint again, Whiting. Whiting from 10, no good. Kissinger and Vogel battle for the rebound, and Taylor's going to come out of there with it. Long outlet pass right on the money to Stewart. She'll lay it up and draw the foul. It wouldn't go in. So two free throws here for Rebecca Stewart. Letcher with the foul. And Stewart will go to the line. Rebecca is 1 of 2, has 7 points. The free throw is on the way, and it is good. So a second one coming up here for Stewart. Back in is McKenna Peterson for Gothenburg. And Staneke also comes in. Stewart now with her second free throw. 50-20, 51-20 as it's up, and it is in. Stewart hits them both. And now it looks like Coach Cremosta is going to start going a little bit deeper down the bench. Here comes Maddie Hoskins into the ball game. This Minden club was pretty banged up to start the season. They're getting healthy now. At least all the kids are suited up. And the ball poked away by Hoskins, right into the hands of Denny. Jenna goes in with a left-hand layup and scores. Jenna Denny knocks down the layup. And again, Jenna just her seventh game back. She had 21 points total in those first six. She goes for another steal, and then the ball gets batted away. Are we going to get it over and back? Yes, we are, as the official and Denny get tangled up, and Jenna ends up in the stands on the far side. Into the ball game for Minden. Malcolm returns. They thought Stewart thought she was out. She came over to the bench and then had to hustle right back onto the floor to make sure that they're playing with five over there. Gothenburg with 25 turnovers and a travel on Minden. That'll be their 11th. 3:43 is all that remains. Minden was up 12-2 after one, 27-5 at the half, and lead at 53-20 over Gothenburg. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show when we are done, so stay with us. Gothenburg tries to spread the floor, then lob it into Staneke. It's deflected away by Stewart. Gracie gets it back. And the freshman will be fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two.
Fouls number 40, Emily
She is one of two at the line, has a team high 9 points. The foul was called on Malcolm. That'll be her third. And the free throw is up. It will not go. So a second one coming up. On the way, and it bounces around and in. So Gracie into double figures now with 10 points, 53-21. She averages about 7 rebounds per ball game, about 4 points per ball game. As they get it over to the right wing, into the hands of Malcolm, underneath Stewart, turns around with the right hand, lays it off the glass and scores. 11 points now for Stewart, make it 55-21. 3:05 to go as the pass goes through Vogel's hands. It was over her head. That would have been a heck of a catch. And then we get a palm called on Minden, bringing the ball up the floor. And checking into the ball game for Minden will be Lily Steen, the 5'9 junior. Checks into the game. And it'll be Gothenburg basketball. 3 minutes remaining as we play out the stretch here of this semifinal. And finally, a shot is taken by Kovaleski, and she'll put it up and in. And for Amanda, that'll be her first bucket of the ball game. We didn't see a whole lot of jump shots from the outside in the first three quarters as Denny gets open at the free throw line, fires a quick one, no good. Then we get a tie up on the rebound, and it's going to belong to Gothenburg as Stenicki was in there with Lily Steen. 2:34 remaining in our ball game.
Checking in for the Swedes, number 24.
Back in for Gothenburg is Franzen. And Minden drops back defensively. Kissinger and Malcolm are still in there. You've got Denny, Steen, and Maddie Hoskins. 2.5 to go. 55-23, Minden. Gothenburg with the basketball. Try to lob it inside. Stenicki again. Through her hands. Knocked it back in, and Minden thought it was going to go out of bounds. Vogel grabbed it and scored. I think she tipped it over the backboard. She was behind it. It was going out of bounds. And Minden just thought that the whistle was going to blow, and everybody was standing there. All of a sudden, it falls into Vogel's hands, and she scores. That's a highlight reel one for you right there. 55-25, and at the other end, we've got a foul on Maddie Hoskins, her first off the Minden turnover. And it's 55-25, 2:10 to go. 30-point lead here for Minden. In a game that was never in doubt, just a little slower start offensively than usual for Minden. Again, they spread the zone, lob it backside. Stenicki can't get it. Rebound, Vogel back up and in, and she'll draw the foul. So a little bit different personnel with Stewart on the bench, but not enough for Gothenburg to all of a sudden score 15 or 20 points in this quarter. Foul was called on Jenna Denny, her first. And Vogel's free throw is too strong. Rebound brought down by Taylor Kissinger. Unofficially, her 11th. 55-27, Minden. As they get it to Steen, to Hoskins, over to Denny. She's open from 12. Her jumper bouncing around. Won't go. Rebound, loose on the floor. Lily Steen had it. Lily is fouled. And this should put her at the line for a 1-1. Foul is on Letcher, her third. And Lily Steen will go to the line here to shoot the 1-1. And Taylor Kissinger will check out of the ball game, finishing with 26 points, 11 rebounds, 3 block shots. That's just a normal night for her. 1:41 remains. Free throw Steen, too strong. Rebound brought down by Maddie Vogel. Checking into the ball game for Minden was Janessa Manson, the freshman, lone freshman on their roster. And a timeout going to be called here by Gothenburg with a minute 34 to go in the ball game. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Minden 55, Gothenburg 27.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Doug Dudeback with you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com as the Gothenburg Swedes will inbound the ball with 90 seconds to go, trailing Minden 55-27 in our C-110 sub-district semifinal. With the dribble is Franzen against the Minden man-to-man. Gets it down to the baseline to McKinley Harm, who has checked in. Ball's punched out of her hands. And we're going to get a jump ball called. It'll be Minden basketball. Don't forget the New West post-game report with all the final stats coming up here on Classic Hits. As Minden will bring the ball into the front court, Lily Steen up top. It is now Ashton Bolt who checked in during the timeout. Swings it over to Janessa Madsen. Tries to get it into Jenna Denny. Overthrows her. It's going to be off Gothenburg. Minden will take it out of the baseline. And that's Maddie Hoskins to throw it in. Minden will box the lane, get it into the right-hand corner to Denny. Back to Steen on the low block. She'll drop through. Can't get the shot out to Madsen. And now all the way back out to the top of the circle is Jenna Denny, and they'll try it all over again. Under a minute to go. 55-27. Minden will go to 22-1. There's Bolt with it to Steen. Back out to Denny. Bounce pass to Steen. Fakes right, goes left. Wanted to get a shot, but it's well defended by Gothenburg. And the ball knocked away, and in the scramble, we've got a foul called on Gothenburg. So Kobolewski with her third. And a free throw here for Lily Steen. Missed the front end just a moment ago. Gothenburg's going to bring Casey Wellman into the ball game. Also, Caitlin Aiden and J.C. Tihon are all checking out of the ball game. And here come some of the starters for the Swedes. Minden's going to bring in Marissa Weaver and Elise Anderson. Denny and Hoskins will check out. 38 seconds remain, 55-27 Minden. And now the front end of the 1-on-1 for Lily Steen. It's on the way, and it's too strong. Long rebound, and Gothenburg is able to pick it up there with Tihon. JC will bring it to the midcourt stripe. Stutter dribble. Now up the floor, a hand check called on Janessa Madsen. First foul on Madsen, and so a chance to get in the scorebook here for the sophomore, J.C. Tihon, to shoot a 1-1. Hasn't been a lot of free throws attempted in the ball game for Gothenburg. Majority of them here in the fourth. And this one is up, and it's in. So Tihon into the scorebook. Just the fifth player to score for Gothenburg, 55-28. Second free throw, that will not go. Bodies crash as they fight for the rebound. Vogel's got it underneath. Her shot won't go. They get it back, take the jumper to the outside, no good. Two rebounds in a row for Tihon, and another jump ball. Arrow points the way of Gothenburg. 19 seconds to go. Swedes to throw it in with Casey Wellman. Gothenburg will box the lane. Crisscross on the screen is McKinley Harm. They're looking for Vogel. Instead, out front, the ball knocked away by Marissa Weaver. How about another jump ball? When you use up all the marks in your scorebook for jump balls, there's been quite a few. So a turnover for Gothenburg. Unfortunately, that's their 15th of the half, 28th of the game. Should be the last shot of the contest. 10 seconds to go. Janessa Madsen swings it over to Weaver. Marissa dribbles to the top of the circle. Bounce pass to Steen. Steen back out to Weaver. Got a three at the horn. It's no good. And that is the end of the basketball game. And for Gothenburg, it'll be the end of their season. Minden, 55. And Gothenburg, 28. The Whippets will improve to 22-1 on the season and advance to the C-110 Girls Subdistrict Championship game Thursday night at 7 here at Lexington against the Kearney Catholic Cozad winner. And we'll have it right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break and be back to Lexington right after this with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
trash's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Alan Frank and the folks here at Lexington, where Game 1 is in the books of the C-110 Girls Sub-Districts. 55-28, Minden with the win, and it's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West has certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here are the final numbers for Gothenburg. They had six players score. Leading the top of the scorebook here is Keely Letcher. Point guard did not score, had two rebounds. J.C. Teon came in there late, got 1 point and four rebounds. McKenna Peterson, 2 points. Amanda Kowaleski, 2 points, three rebounds and a block. Michaela Franzen, 5 points. Kim Whiting, all five of her points in the fourth quarter. She also had three rebounds. Maddie Vogel, 8 points, six rebounds. And Gracie Stenicki led the way with 10 points and two rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half and 3 of 7 in the second. 3-point shooting, they missed one in each half. Turnovers, 13 in the first half, 15 in the second half. Gothenburg was held to just 5 points at halftime and then did score 23 in the second half to finish with 28 points, 25 rebounds. 4 out of 9 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3-point land, 1 block, 28 turnovers. And for the second time in 10 days, Gothenburg falls to Minden and will end their season at 5-16 and say goodbye to seniors Amanda Kowaleski and Michaela Franson, along with McKinley Haar. We'll be back to look at the numbers for Minden right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Minden Lady Whippets. Also, five players scored today. Addie Woodward ended up with three rebounds. Josie Manson had a block shot. Allie Rouse, 8 points, five rebounds. Jenna Denny, 2 points and a rebound. Lily Steen had a rebound. Emily Malcolm, 8 points. Rebecca Stewart, 11 points, 12 rebounds, three blocks. And again, Taylor Kissinger leads the way. 26 points, 11 rebounds, and three block shots. 21 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, 0 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 of the first half, and 6 in the second half. Minden had 27 points at halftime. They score 28 in the second half, and the Whippets finish with 55 points, 33 rebounds, 9 out of 14 at the free throw line, 4 of 14 from three-point land. Had the Whippets for 7 block shots and 13 turnovers. Minden now improves to 22-1 on the season with a 55-28 win over Gothenburg, and they will play on Thursday in the championship against either Kearney Catholic or Cozad. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport.
Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Joined now by Minden assistant coach Donnie Miller. Minden with the win today, 55-28. Hi, Donnie.
How you doing, Doug?
It's great to chat with you, man.
Absolutely. Long time.
I know.
Since we have.
I know Rick's in there trying to get ready already for Thursday night. And the girls, this was a different ball game when you go out and you win 10 days ago, 75-18, turn around and play the team almost back-to-back here. I don't care if you're kids or if you're in the NBA, you kind of know that things are under control. And it wasn't the quickest start for your girls tonight.
No, it wasn't, Doug. It was a little bit sluggish. And I know it doesn't matter what you tell kids. Focus forward, whatever it is. Tend to take, the task at hand. In the back of their minds, they know, there's certain things that they're just probably just not as sharp. Things just don't go as smooth. Maybe you don't have that edge that you'd like to have.
You came in playing the last three teams after that Ainsworth game, three schools that you should handle, and you did handle those schools. But when Ainsworth came out and threw two defenders on Taylor, everybody now tries to emulate that a little bit. And it's kind of strange. I like what you guys did in the second half. You said, you know what? Most of the time, we're just going to have Taylor stand out here at half court. We're going to play 4-on-3 and try and get our other girls involved a little bit.
Well, I think, we've seen everything. And believe me, we practice everything. There's not a stone that, Coach Cremosa is going to leave unturned. We don't want to be left with, not being prepared. We see that every day. We've seen it now for 3 weeks. Our kids probably then, I think practice is different, but you got to take that to the game. I mean, they'll step up and hit shots without thinking in practice. And in a game today, I saw kids thinking before they were shooting instead of just playing.
How has Taylor handled this? I mean, she's still just a sophomore for all the traveling she does and all the accolades that she has. I mean, she's still just a sophomore. How's she handling this extra attention?
Doug, she's pretty unflappable. I mean, to get a little bit of a rise out of Taylor's is doing something. She's pretty stoic. She doesn't let on that, I've never seen an ounce of frustration. I'm sure there has been, but she sure doesn't let on that anything like that has affected her. She's team girl. She's out there. She'll try to make that extra pass. She tries sometimes. I think maybe she tries to do it so much that it makes it tougher for her, if that makes sense. But because I think she wants to make sure that people know that she is unselfish, and she is, truly. She'll be the first to admit that she wants everybody else to be involved too. And nobody's happier for her teammates than her, certainly.
We're talking with Minden assistant coach Don Miller here in the New West postgame show. So how do you think the rest of the team is coming along? You guys have finally got things together here with Jenna Denna returning, which a lot of people didn't think that was going to happen at all this year. This is the first time I've seen her play. She came back there at conference time. Allie's back has been back and forth, but you still, for a team that's 22-1, haven't played a lot of games together with the 7-8 girls that you run out there.
No, we haven't. It's a situation in reverse for us. This time of year, you commonly hear people that, this girl's, they've lost this girl or this girl's dinged up, and it's been the opposite. We've gotten healthier, which is unusual and great, trust me. Jenna's still playing herself into it. She's been at it maybe about a month now. Allie's been a rock, needs to probably look to score more. She could do more of that, but is, again, I think, so happy with making an extra pass and getting it to somebody else gives us great defense. Those two, you know, you can't replace. They've been there for us, and we're going to certainly, you know, lean on them a little bit more probably on Thursday and beyond, hopefully. So,
well, we're in the same position we were last year, and unless Cozad comes out and does something crazy here in the next game, it'll be Kearney Catholic Minden. You get that little scrimmage to start the season in the Hall of Fame type of deal, and obviously the team was different there. So you can talk about it for another whole year. It was epic last year. I don't think the buildup is quite as epic this year. You're in a comfortable spot in the number one hole with the wild card. So how important is Thursday night's game?
Well, you know, from here on out, Doug, they all are. You know, this it's our next game. It makes it our most important game, but it's, you know, it's a big game. Yeah. And, you know, it's Coach Camosta says it all the time. It's this is why you signed that yellow pad in the spring that you said you were going to go out. You want to play in games like this. You want to be in games like this. And it'll be a state tournament atmosphere, and it'll be a fun environment to be in.
What's the scouting report? What does Kearney Catholic maybe do different, or something that they might do that other teams have given you trouble with?
Well, they certainly feed off turnovers, transition kinds of things. You know, I think in a lot of cases, if you can make them have to play half court defense, I think there's opportunities for you if you value the basketball. And really grind it out and have good possessions and don't be careless with the basketball yourself.
And tell me a little something about Cozad, who's going to be playing here next week against Kearney Catholic.
You know, Cozad's got, they've been at times, they've been tough. They've got some kids they're competitors. They've beaten Holdridge. I think when everything's right for them, and they get contributions from about three or four girls. They've got some young girls that are nice players. The Yoakum girl, the Reyes girl's been here for, you know, seems like she started for 6 years. Emily's a nice player. The Geiger girl inside, she's pretty tough to handle. So they've got some weapons, and I think it's all about sometimes whether they can stay out of foul trouble and hit a few shots and hang around. They're kind of a team that's it potentially dangerous.
All right, Don, we'll let you get back to the locker room, and best of luck on Thursday. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks so much, Doug. Appreciate it.
That's the assistant coach of the Minden Whippets, Don Miller, joining us here, and that's going to wrap things up on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West, schedule your appointment today. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Again, we have basketball on all of our stations going on out there. St. Cecilia is taking on Donovan Trumbull on 1230 AM KHAS. Axtell and Overton are on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, it is Harvard in their first game against Blue Hill. And that'll be followed up by Kennesaw and Red Cloud. We'll also have the Adams Central St. Paul game on 1230 AM KHAS. And then coming up here at 7, Kearney Catholic Cozad. Our games are also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Cozad comes in with a record of 10-13 on the season, but have went 2-4 in their last six games, dating back to that semifinal loss to Minden in the conference tournament. Again, the final score, Minden 55, Gothenburg 28. We'll take a break. Be back in about 20 minutes for Kearney Catholic and Cozad. And until then, for our producer-engineer Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
You are about to enter another dimension, a dimension not only of work and earnings, but of pension and leisure, a journey into a wondrous land of imagination. You unlock